Oh, definitely. You know, I mean, just watching him this year, we never had a chance to really watch him before, but the way he's playing now is, you know, he's doing good. He's poised. He's holding his own, and the team's responding well to him.
Mentally, that's got to be as tough an emotional shoe to fill as any. I mean, he's in a situation where it's going to be hard to win people over.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know, you know, how he's doing it, but he definitely had himself as a professional. He's going about it the right way, you know, being humble about it. And as you can see, his performance is good, and, you know, we're anxious to go out there to Green Bay and take on the Green Bay Packers.
You know their team likes to run, and Grant had a good year last year. That's, I'm sure, fits in perfectly with what you want to see. How will they attack you and go down?
We haven't really seen much of Grant. We've seen much of Jackson this preseason, so he's a hard runner as well. You know, a lot of people haven't heard about him, but he definitely runs hard, and we're looking forward to the challenge. We know Green Bay has a good play action, and you know, and Rodgers can get down the field a lot, and we know that Jackson can run the ball. So we're looking forward to the challenge. We're preparing well, and we're studying film on it.
How strange will it be to not see Brett Favre out there?
Oh, it's going to be strange. You know, for like the past 2 years, I had an opportunity to watch him play preseason, and it was a fun experience. You know, to go out there this year pregame and not see him out there warm up and take those deep shots, you know, it's going to be different. But, you know, nonetheless, you know, Charles Rodgers is a good quarterback, and we got to prepare for him.
Aaron Rodgers.
Oh, he's sorry.
Aaron Rodgers. Okay. Give you a hard time.
Being inside the game, do you think you understand the Favre-Rodgers situation any more than other people?
Not really. You know, whatever goes on upstairs goes on upstairs. You know, we just play the game, and you know, the general manager and the head coach, they handle all the outside stuff. You know, I can't imagine, you know, what he's been through in the last couple of months for him to stay as poised as he has. And, you know, it's good to see how he held his composure and how he's going about his business.
How is he a different quarterback than Ford was?
Oof.
I mean, obviously the experience and the
cannon. Like you said, experience is key. You know, he hasn't had that much experience behind him. So, you know, everything he does now is on the fly. So, you know, we know that and we anticipate that. So, you know, I'm sure Coach Schwartz will have a good game plan as far as getting after him. You know, haven't seen as much pressure as this defense is going to bring, and we're anxious for the challenge.
With four, you always had to worry about the unexpected because no play was really ever over until he was down, was it?
Right. Exactly. You know, Brett Favre did some amazing things. You know, like I said, it was fun to watch him. You know, Aaron Rodgers is a... I keep calling him Charles.
What? Aaron Rodgers. He's out of the league right now.
Aaron Rodgers is definitely a different type of player. You know, he's a scrambler. He likes to run the ball. We know that. He likes to take off and run. So we got to be disciplined in coverage. And I think we'll do a farewell job this week.
Steven, what would you say to fans, you know, some fans who might be concerned, wow, you know, the Titans, they just haven't looked as good as maybe they would want in the preseason. What would you say to them? I mean, is it kind of an unfair rap because you got a lot of different guys playing?
It's hard to really judge a team preseason. You know, we all want to win, and we're competitive, we want to win, but it's hard to really judge when you're trying to get everybody a look, and people are trying to make the team. There's just so much going on. You know, the fans just have to be patient with us. You know, Coach Fish is doing a great job this offseason. You know, he's definitely taking care of us. We're going out there working hard every day, and, you know, as the season gets started, you know, against Jacksonville, I'm pretty sure everybody will kick it up an extra notch, and we'll have the 53-man roster, and we'll know what we're going to war with.
Can you approach this game any differently, knowing you're only a week away from the regular season?
Oh, yeah. This week is our first game. We know that there's no time to really sit back and just coast right now. We know that this is the time, to, you know, the starters are going to play the first three quarters, and we know that we got to get ready and gear up for Jacksonville. You know, Jacksonville is definitely a challenge. You know, they're not coming in here just to be walked over. They're coming in here to win this game, and we know that, and we have to go out there and prepare and definitely take this game as very serious this week.